All right, we'll start off with a statement from you, and then we'll get into some questions.
All right, of course. Thank you. Game week.
Recording in progress.
We're excited for the matchup, obviously, heading down to Tucson for that game this weekend. Had an extra day of prep, an extra day of rest, so we needed it, especially after going to East Carolina and then going to Colorado and then playing at home. I think it's a good timing for us to have that extra day, and then getting ready for a really, really talented Arizona team. Had some really good things happen from last weekend, some things that we can definitely work on, but I'm excited about this week and excited about the opportunity for our team to progress and another opportunity for us to play at our best this weekend, and looking forward to the guys getting that done in all three phases. Really proud of the players and the leadership, and really proud of our coaches and our staff. Did a great job of getting our guys prepared for this game. We got to keep doing it, every week. And so today's going to be an interesting day for us. We need to get ready and get prepped, but that piggybacking off an extra day that we had, on Saturday. But I feel really good about the progress that we're making as a program, and we'll see what happens with some guys that are banged up. Hopefully can get back and ready to roll for us, but that's part of the game. We have our depth there for a reason, and we spend a lot of time as frustrating as last weekend, giving up that touchdown with some of the backup players that came in and played. Those are necessary reps to our guys to get them ready, even though we gave up a drive and gave up some big plays, and I think it was three catches in a row. That's good for them to learn from, and those guys are one play away from being on the field. So we did that exact same thing last year with a bunch of our guys, and now they're on the field and they actually finished the game. A good portion of them finished the game for us last weekend. So we'll see what team we show up with this weekend. But I'm excited that some of the guys, what we're hearing, we'll find out more as we evaluate their health today. But I feel good about where we're going as a program and where we're going to be when we show up to Tucson. About Arizona, Brandon's a good friend of mine. He and I stay in contact a lot throughout the off season, and he's a good friend of mine. When we worked together at Oregon State, we lived within a block of each other, and so we actually have a really good friendship and have kept that friendship between us and our families this entire time. So it's good to go up against a friend. Very talented team. First of all, starts off with the quarterback. The guy can sling it, I've been a fan of his. I won't be cheering for him this weekend, obviously, but I love the way he plays the game and the way that he's able to distribute the ball. I think offensively, a lot of attention goes to the offense and all the skill and talent that they have at receiver and an athletic, physical line. Combine that with a really good run game. But I think a lot of attention should go to their defense, too. I know Danny's done a great job with the defense, and they tackle well. They're aggressive. They make things really, really difficult for an offense. And so it's going to be a great matchup. We have to be at our best, but we're looking forward to that opportunity and improving from this last week to this upcoming game. So what questions do you guys have for me? Hopefully I answered all of them.
First question will be from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Kalani, just wanted to ask you, how does your preparation this week differ with that extra day? Do you guys go full pads today versus what you usually do on Tuesday?
No, we won't be in full pads today. We'll do some things a little bit more, but it being the middle of the season, things are going to be different. We've already had it scheduled out for a while now, and we'll just stick to our schedule, maybe do a little bit more than what we've done in the weeks past, but I think we're going to stick to our normal schedule with what we do every week.
They're pretty ball hawking type defense, like take the ball away a lot. How wary are you of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I know Danny, he's done a great job everywhere he's been, and he's from that same lineage of Rocky Long and Bronco Mendenhall and them, so we're very familiar with the defense. But the way he's able to combine their base coverages with the pressures, he calls a really good game, and they can make things really difficult for any offense. And so we're gonna have to be at our best, and And offensively, we're going to have to protect our quarterback, and we're going to have to try to run the ball on these guys, and we're going to have to make some chunk plays and some big plays. And so hopefully we can build off the momentum that we got, this last game, and then taking care of the football is going to be key too, especially against this defense.
Next question from Owen Chapman.
Hey, Coach. Owen Chapman with the Daily Universe. Obviously, Glasgow didn't play other than the one snap in the second half. Do you expect him to be a full go of practice this week, or are you guys going to limit him a little bit?
No, I mean, he's not going to be full go. Obviously, he didn't finish the game, but we'll evaluate it today. We evaluate it over the weekend. We'll see where he's at. I feel good about it. The guy's a competitor. He wanted to play even in the game, so we have to be smart with him, smart with everybody that got banged up, and we'll probably have more. That's why we do the release on Wednesday, so you guys don't have to ask me the questions today.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Kalani, speaking of Bear Bachmeier, had his first two turnovers of his career. You mentioned Friday night, that you felt like he bounced back in a good way. What makes him so unflappable out there?
Well, I wish I could take credit for it, but I think it's a combination of things. I think he's wired that way where, if you remember when he first took the field, he doesn't get too up and doesn't ever get too down. I mean, he's very capable of understanding the situation, the mistakes that he made, and what it'll take to correct it. And so that's to have a young man that's a true freshman be that mature is something special. And then you combine that with the mentoring that he's getting from A-Rod and from Matt Mitchell. I mean, he's doing a great job with that. And then you have to give a lot of credit to the quarterbacks that are in that room too. McKay Hillstead's working really well with him, and Trayson Bourget and Emerson Guileman. Those guys are really cool. Cole Hagan, those guys work really well together.
Looking at the depth chart, it shows running back Preston Rex is the backup. Is that because of Jovessa's fumble and your emphasis on ball security?
No, I think if you – I mean, looking at the beginning of the year, Preston was kind of banged up with injury, and then Jovessa actually took a big chunk of the reps, especially in the scrimmage, and he did a great job. Mistakes happen, but Preston is back to full strength. Just because they're listed at two or three or four, I mean, there's a good chance you'll see all those running backs, especially with Sione and dealing with his injury. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's not like we sit there and say, well, you fumbled, so we're going to bump you down. We expect all those guys to take care of the ball. Even if you're the seventh string running back, I expect you to take care of the football and do it better than I did. Don't watch my old clips, because when I played, I didn't have great ball security, which is probably why I blocked mostly than I ran. So these guys, I appreciate them competing and working hard, but we learn from the mistakes and we get better. But we're not gonna. It's not. We don't. I don't bump the depth chart on whether you made a mistake in the game or not. It's like this is always going to be a competition. So as of now on Monday, that's how the depth chart looks. But everybody has a chance of competing and climbing that.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Coach, you've been around a lot of punters over your career. How unique is it to have a guy like Sam Vanderhaar who can consistently pin the ball deep? And how big of a weapon is that for your defense?
Yeah, it's a huge weapon. And to have Sam, he's athletic enough. I mean, he's an Aussie football guy, Aussie rules football. So we know he's tough, and we've had guys like that in the past, and when we're at Utah, and Jay had experience with that, bringing in like guys like Tommy Hackett and others. So it works nicely that he can run fakes too. So that's and he's not, I mean, he's not a football American football guy. He's learned the game. And one thing I can tell you about Sammy is the guy works hard. And so, never being a holder before, when he got here, he's never done it. And so we asked him to do it. And all he did is just go out there and work every day, even during the offseason in the summer, and work with a snapper and just work on getting holds as much as possible. And he's made himself a very accurate and very, dependable holder for Will Farron. So that's been really nice, and to have a guy with his work ethic and his ability and his unique skill to pin the ball deep. I mean, he's not worried about stats either. I think that was a 33-yard punt that he had in the Colorado game, and he doesn't care about that. He's a team guy, and I appreciate having him on the team.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Kalani, you obviously faced Arizona a year ago, but, you know, no Fifita lost a wide receiver in Ted McMillan to the first round at the NFL draft. But this season, he's off to an awesome start, 1,300 yards through the air, 13 touchdowns, only three interceptions. Where have you seen his biggest improvement from a season ago when you faced them?
No, he could always throw the ball. He's been doing that since he was little. So, you know, his ability to throw the ball and have the vision, with given time, that guy can do a lot of damage. And so it's trying to find a way to disrupt it. But even when you do that and you bring more in the pressure, he knows where to go with the ball. And so as long as they – it's like Arizona doing what they're doing, it doesn't surprise me at all. I know it surprises some other people, but I know Brennan. I know what he's like as a coach. I know what he's like as a culture, you know, with his culture, and he can build that team. I see the way his team reacts to him and responds to him, specifically the quarterback. And I see the trust, the autonomy that he gives the quarterback in on their team. So I've been really impressed with him, seeing him in the media. And when we did our Big 12 media days, seeing him and the man that he has with the program and the leaders and how they respond to him, that's really impressive. And you know, he's a great player, but I know he's a great young man. And you know, that's the kind of guy that everybody should cheer for. And then you surround him with playmakers like they have on offense. I think he could be very dangerous. So we know this is going to be a tough task. And then they have a really good thing going right now in their program. And that's what happens when you let a culture builder give him time to do that. Great things can happen. So, I mean, I'm biased because he's a good friend of mine and I love him, you know. But Brennan can do things like that. And look what's happening with his defense, offense, and special teams. They're playing at a high level right now. And we need to be at our A game when we get down there to Tucson this weekend.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Kalani, kind of a mid-season update. How do you feel about how the offensive line is performing? And there were a few uncharacteristic errors the other night with false starts and that. Do you feel like those are kind of easily correctable?
Yeah, I think so. I think it takes a little bit more focus and more discipline and. Yeah, we'll work on those. I mean, that's you're right. You said it yourself, Jay, is uncharacteristic of our offense and of our team. And so, you know, my job as a head coach is to make sure that we're way more disciplined than that and that we don't make mistakes. And we made a lot of mistakes. So, when addressing the corrections, we're going to do that in our meetings today. I mean, I'm going to address the team, what my expectations of them. But it's also finding ways to allow them to work on being more disciplined and maybe offensively trying to change things up so we're not always sitting on the ball for so long. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could do to help it. But I think the guys are just antsy trying to make plays. And, you know, you look at some of the mistakes that they can kill drives. It makes things really hard when you have to go first and 15. And so, you know, we're just trying not to shoot ourselves in the foot. And I think those are the easy ones to fix is just – be a little bit more disciplined, practice different looks, and you know, whatever happened to game, let's simulate that type of environment and that type of play, maybe that type of pressure on all our guys and see if we can respond better next time.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, you noted that there's depth for a reason. You know, what was your assessment of the depth at linebacker? Guys like Ace Kafusi, you know, Miles Hall, Micah Kafusi, when you watch the film, how do you think they perform when called upon into Friday's game?
Yeah, I thought Ace, first of all, did a great job getting in there. It's not easy to go in there and replace Jack and Zay. And so Ace did a great job. Miles came and did a great job. But you have to give a lot of credit to Ciale Acero, too. You know, Ciale's been the you know, he's that other starting linebacker that nobody talks about enough. But so, you know, we have Ciale that's guaranteed going to be there that can keep our guys, you know, lined up and get communicated the calls. But the way that Miles came back into the game in the game and Ace, it's exactly what we wanted from them. We've seen those guys play in a lot of different opportunities to get extra reps. And those extra reps have paid off quite a bit, and those guys are able to finish the game on a strong note. And then have Micah Kafusi and Max Alford, those guys, we feel really good about the depth there at linebacker. And obviously we feel good about the depth in a lot of our positions. I just don't want to keep testing it, you know. But But we know that we can go to more guys if we need to, and we have more guys that we can use. I mean, obviously, if Jack and Zay aren't able to go, we feel comfortable with that room, and I feel comfortable with the way Justin coaches and prepares them, and comfortable with what Jay can do as a defensive coordinator. So I feel good overall about everything. And it's the unfortunate part about a violent sport is sometimes guys get banged up. But we're really hopeful that they'll be back this weekend.
I wanted to ask you on the offensive side, the receivers had 216 yards after catch. Just this group seems pretty fast. Like, what's been your impressions of how this receiver unit has played as a whole to pair up with Bear?
Well, I mean, Parker's finally doing what we know he can do, and he was a little banged up during camp, and so this last week was the first time that I felt like Parker's back, you know, and so it was good to have him in all the different roles that he was able to do, but now he's back to his old self, which is flying around and running really fast, and so it's good that he's able to do that. We saw some really cool things from Chase. I was kind of surprised that he got caught at the end there, but it's always something to work on next week, and maybe could have just been done better with his – maybe should have turned in. I don't know. I never ran away from anybody when I played, so I can't give him a lot of advice on that. But I love the fact that these guys are able to get some yak yardage and do some things with the ball in their hands. The focus will always be on the fundamentals, though, and that's ball security, taking care of the ball, securing the catch. And then we still need to block well as a team. And the thing that everyone wants to talk about receivers, and we love Puka Nacua and what he's able to do, in the NFL. And we already know he's not surprising anybody, but what Puka did the best is he blocked. And he was able to spring Tyler Allgeier on a lot of big runs because of what he did downfield blocking as a receiver. And so these guys, just being a receiver doesn't mean you just go catch the ball and that's it. You got to do all the little things right, especially when the ball's not in your hands.
Our last question will be from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Kalani, guy that seems to be getting overlooked on the defensive line, at least from my perspective, is John Tamwaya-Payau. Can you just speak to how good he's been for you guys?
Yeah, JT's a stud. I mean, he's doing exactly what we know he can, and he does the basic things in an extraordinary way, which makes him a special player. And so sometimes just dominating your gap and dominating the block is all we need him to do, and he's able to just stay within his assignment, and he does his 1/11. The thing is, when JT does his 1/11 well, it usually affects two or three of the other 11, the other 10. And so, I mean, I'm glad he's here on the team, and he's a great leader for us. He's one of our assistant captains. And so, like, looking at the way that he's progressed, I'm so proud of him and the things that he's been able to accomplish. And I've seen a lot of really cool changes in him. I've been able to watch him grow up quite a bit in the game. But, man, I love that who he is as a person and the things that he's doing in his life. I'm looking forward to him when he gets old and becomes a father and a husband, things like that. It's going to be super special. But he's making some really cool memories and making some big-time highlights for himself right now. And that's something special. I love that he's able to work with, Sione Poha and Gary Anderson and those guys up front. So, and he's such a great teammate. He's so good for the rest of the group. So, yeah. You guys have an opportunity to talk to him. That's my guy. I love the way that he plays the game.
Perfect. Thank you, Coach.